You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives. This is Ashley Burgess live on Sunday from 570 KLIF. It's a gorgeous Sunday, and it's Super Bowl Sunday as well, so there's a lot to be thankful for. You know, when you think about things and you think about life, there's certain things that come to mind. There's certain things that you have to kind of say, wow, I wish I would have done that. I wonder what would have happened if I would have actually followed that, if I would have followed through with this or put myself there or what have you. And a lot of people define that as obviously regret. And when we have personal regret on any level, whether it's personal or professional, whether it's the known or the unknown, it seems like it kind of leads to something. It leads to a little bit of personal frustration, and that personal frustration can sometimes turn to inner and internal anger. And I think a lot of people deal with this on a daily basis, if not a second-to-second basis. You think about the things that you wish you would have done. You think about the things that could have been, would have been, should have been. And then you think about how frustrated you become, because what if you've missed it? What if that was the chance? What if that was the one thing? And you know, we can't really always say that. You know, sometimes we just kind of suppose that because we really don't know the truth. And it's not until we realize the truth or what really is there that we can say, yes, you know what, I did the right thing, or action wasn't appropriate, or you know what, I need to make a lot of changes in my life because I got to make that happen for me. And so, you know, the last few weeks and the last series, you know, Matt and I, and also with a lot of other studio audience and studio people working with us, have discussed many issues in the human condition. And so we're going to do that again tonight. You know, some people would kind of joke around that they regretted not going to the Super Bowl. I think I kind of regret not going. You know, I do love New Orleans. You know, what do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, thank you to everybody who did tune in tonight, especially with the Super Bowl on. I can't wait to get back to the game after this. You know, regret is such an issue that everybody deals with. We have regret from when we were 5. We have regret from when we were 10. And there's so many things, you know, for example, did I go to the right college? Should I have gotten into that marriage? You know, did I stay with the boyfriend or girlfriend too long? There's all these questions that we have and we face every day. And, you know, regret is such a great topic to talk about, Ashley.
You know, regret is just an evil thing. You know, it's just one of those things. It's like the little green man. And I'm not talking about Martians. I'm talking about like something that just is like seething with kind of anger. It's like, you know, you look back at something and you say, wow, I wonder if I would have dated that person, would things have been different?
Yeah. You know, my last relationship was 4 years long. And toward the third year, I was thinking to myself, you know, maybe this isn't meant to be. Maybe I'm not supposed to be with this person. And, you know, now I have a little regret that I wasted 4 years of my life. Well, not wasted. You learn from it, of course. But in that, you know, you extend, you know, should I go to graduate school? Did I, you know, instead of going to community college, should I have gone to a university? And there's so many different aspects, you know, and a lot of it, we can get frustrated in the process of it. And so I think we need to touch on frustration and, you know, and how to cope with that.
I totally understand frustration, especially in a professional level. You know, you have people all the time talk about, well, I should have gone this distance or I should have done that. And it's like, I feel like that a lot of times too, because yeah, I'm a counselor and I'm certified counselor, but I'm also a certified, you know, life coach and everything. But I mean, my road would be a lot easier had I gone to medical school,
yeah,
honestly. And I think about that on a daily basis. How many years would it take me to finish up medical school and get that? Because, you know, sometimes in life, when you have that MD behind your last name, it seems like it makes a world of difference, even though it really shouldn't sometimes when people have that much, you know, stuff going on. But, you know, it kind of irritates you. You're thinking, man, maybe I should have done that.
Yeah, and, you know, you get a better table at the restaurant with the MD behind you too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
you know, a couple of questions I ask myself just to figure out if I get frustrated or if I am a frustrated person. You know, am I often irritable? Do I snap at others? Do I need to self-medicate, whether it be, you know, I work too much, I, you know, have a whiskey diet coke every night to solve a problem that I'm dealing with during the day? And do my reactions hurt others, you know, feelings? These are all questions that you wanted to ask others or ask yourself and internalize to see if you are frustrated on a daily basis. The first one was, you know, am I often irritable? Can I not stand to be around others? Is something in my head telling me, God, you know, why am I here? Why do I want to lash out at this person? There's some issue there, and it's some frustration that we're not dealing with.
Like lash out on anybody, you mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
So it could not even have anything to
it
do with
it. It could be
them.
The dog, you know?
The poor dog, not the dog.
They kick the dog joke, you know? There's some frustration building up over time, and, you know, these are all questions. If you say yes to more than 2 of those 4, then you are a frustrated person, you know? We need to figure out what to do to better yourself and get yourself out of that situation.
Yeah, so we're really focusing on frustration here, guys. You know, for everybody listening, it's not necessarily all about sexual frustration. This is just frustration in general, you know? So we're talking about frustration in life, you know? I'm a little frustrated that I didn't place an appropriate bet for the Super Bowl, you know? And we can get past that. I'm a little frustrated, maybe a little angry that I didn't go to Vegas with some friends that were going, you know? That's beside the point.
I kind of want to talk about sexual frustration.
You do?
No.
We can
just
get
kidding.
To that on the next segment.
JK, LOL. Yeah.
JK, LOL. We'll have to see what happens. We'll have to get some callers in here to discuss the sexual frustration side point of that. But, you know, I always wonder about, like, when people break up, you know, when people say, I wish I wouldn't have broken up with them, or maybe it wasn't the right thing to do, or maybe my actions ended up, you know, creating something. And I was talking to somebody earlier today about, you know, they were saying about how they broke up and this whole situation and how the boyfriend caught her with somebody else. And yada yada, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, the point was is that when he really kind of deconstructed the whole situation, it wasn't going to work anyway. There were issues, because a lot of times you wouldn't put yourself in a position that you did if there weren't issues at home or issues in the relationship.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, when we get with somebody, we usually get with somebody who has conquered or is successful in some area of their life that we haven't yet to become successful in. So if I'm, you know, if I lack confidence, I'm going to go after somebody who is a confident person just because I wanted to shadow my insecurities. And we do that with so many other issues. Do you
agree? That's interesting.
You
know? Yeah, I mean, I guess I never thought about it that way, honestly. You know, I didn't really think about it. Is that why then that sometimes we don't like, or I guess embrace things of other people, and sometimes maybe like their things that are really good we kind of get irritating to us?
Yeah, because we haven't succeeded in that. Or you know, there's usually one person in a relationship who makes more money. Well, you know, can we say that the other person is just maybe lazy and we just want to find, you know, an out, or somebody who's going to be the breadwinner, and so we make less amount of money because of that? And there's so many different areas, you know.
Or how it's judged.
How it's judged, yeah.
You know, so if we were married, okay, you and me, that would be an interesting marriage, you know.
Dun,
so if
da,
we're, are we going to wear white? Anyway, you know, so the thing is that, like, if that happens and you get married and then one person is one way and the other person, it depends on how they define themselves, though, too.
Yeah.
Because not everybody has to make the same amount of money, I don't think.
Yeah.
Not everybody has to do this or that. And I also agree that some people can stay home, you know, with the kids, you know, whatever. But I do think that people judge themselves in a difficult manner. I think a lot of times, like we said on a couple of shows before, you know, looking in the mirror, we're the worst judge of ourselves.
Oh yeah, we are our own worst enemy. And you know, for example, if I lack confidence and I get with you because you are confident, then say we do get married, well, I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to work on it anymore, because you're going to overshadow the coupleness, you know, the couple. And you're going to, when we present ourselves, people are going to, you know, lend an eye to you first and then to me. Like, there's some sort of laziness that comes with it. Like, I don't have to do that anymore because you have it. And now we're together. You know what I mean?
I got it, I think. What do you mean? Explain that more.
Like, say, you know, say we're in this, you know, me and you get married. You make more than I do. Well, you know, 5 years down the line, I don't have to worry about making more than you, because you'll always front the bill at dinner. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So
I think I'll try.
You know, it's always interesting to
like people put themselves like in a pigeonhole. Like, they pigeonhole themselves into a situation, and then later on down the road, they get angry and frustrated that they didn't have the chance.
Yeah.
As well as the other person's always like, why didn't you step up to the plate and do something?
Yeah.
You know, you just didn't do anything. And it's like, well, you got married and you got married to something that you liked, but all of a sudden what you liked, you don't like anymore.
Yeah. You know, in the end, if you can learn to love your frustration and then learn to work with it, you know, for example, say you go to the store and you buy a puzzle. Well, part of the process of putting the puzzle together is being frustrated and fitting the pieces together. So if we were to buy a puzzle and it had already been put together, we didn't have that frustration to work with, and therefore we didn't have it end result to be happy with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. So it's kind of the idea of the process.
Enjoy the process of the frustration. If you can learn to enjoy it, then you'll learn to reap the benefits of it.
You know, sometimes though, learning to love the process is painful.
Oh, yeah.
Painful.
That's why so many fail.
Painful. It's awful. I mean, you have this process of agony, torture, depression, rage sometimes, as well as even boredom can be a process. You know, like, you can go from one extreme, and I understand that when you're on TV like 9 or 12 times in 1 month, and then you turn around and you only have 2 segments that next month, it's almost like such a lull that you can't get used to it, and it seems very weird, and things don't seem right, and all of a sudden you start judging yourself based upon the fact that, well, I haven't been on national TV this month.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about myself. I think something's wrong with me.
Yeah.
And then you start internalizing that on every level of your life, and then all of a sudden you're thinking, I really don't have anything that's solid. And there's nothing. They're going to pull the carpet out from underneath me. I'm going to fall on the ground. And you feel that way, honestly. It's like when one thing is out of whack, you feel like everything else is not worth it.
Yeah, and that's what's so hard to get over. And that's why so many people are less successful in life. And it's really the people who can wrap their mind around the idea of enjoying the process and, you know, coming out of it and knowing that you are going to suffer along the way. Those who can, you know, grasp that idea are the ones who make it out of and make it out alive and successful, you know.
Pain and Suffering.
Pain and Suffering.
That should be the title of the next book. How to Pain and Suffer Correctly with Little Ease. No. But anyway, so hey, when we come back later on, we're going to be talking more about enjoying the process and trying to figure out how to get past this feeling of frustration, as well as dealing with personal regret. We all have it. You know, you can't lie to yourself and say you don't. Cynthia Smoot with Out and About will be rejoining us the following week. And we'll be talking about all kinds of great things that's going on in Dallas at that point in time. We also have some great interviews coming up next week. And we also have Tammy Dombeck coming back to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. So keep the dial on 570 AM or on iHeartRadio, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what a life coach is? You've heard the term, but what exactly is life coaching? Life coaching is a form of mentoring that takes the whole person into account. As a certified life coach, Ashley Burgess works to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her clients' lives. Ashley works with her clients to set and reach goals within all areas of their life. And by doing this, her clients experience success, happiness, and the life they've always dreamed of having. Finding success within all aspects of life is no easy task. It takes work and it takes practice. Live True Life Coaching is always at your own pace with proven results that last. Contact Live True Life Coaching at liveyourtruelife.org and fill out the form getting started. Live True Life Coaching. Start living your true life today. Start living your true life today at liveyourtruelife.org.